Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Commerce Committee held a financial review of Television New Zealand and heard from its chief executive, Rick Ellis, who outlined the company's new direction.
Government has made it clear that our primary mandate is to be a commercial broadcaster, a commercially successful company. So our primary focus is to be a commercial broadcaster, commercially successful, but we do expect, of course, that the Crown will look to effectively procure public broadcast activities from us from time to time, as they used to do under the SOE framework that we used to be in.
Mr. Ellis explained the benefits of free-to-air channels TVNZ 6 and 7.
The reach of TVNZ 7, driven by those very niche programs such as Media 7, Backbenchers, is still minuscule in the overall scheme of things. So what the channels have done is they've offered up a niche offering to, if you like, niche audiences that are not addressed in the mainstream TV environment. And it's been appreciated by viewers.
With TVNZ 7 due to be scrapped, Mr. Ellis said some of its programs could survive.
Those programs will fall into the same category as any other program idea that comes to any of the networks. So basically the writers-producers today of those programs will approach a network to see where there's an interest in sponsoring or working with them around a proposal to New Zealand On Air to access contestable funding for that. At the end of the day, it'll come down to the networks. So the programmers, effectively, of TV1 and 2 and TV3 and 4 and others will decide whether they have an interest in taking that program idea to the contestable process at New Zealand On Air.
And Mr. Ellis explained how the company planned to capitalise on changing media technologies.
The modern media environment where consumers can access content from a number of sources means that the value of the rights that you have to be able to offer up your content in those environments becomes really important. And so for us to have rights to be able to take some of our local content into a pay environment and therefore increase the accessibility of those programs but also generate income off them would really be a missed opportunity. So we're looking to grow the core in particularly TV1 and TV2, but where we can also extract additional value from the program rights that we have in the pay TV environment and in the online environment so that we grow the overall size and success of TVNZ.
The business of TVNZ came up again later in the House during question time, with this exchange between the Broadcasting Minister and Labor's Commerce Committee member, David Parker.
Does he agree with the New Zealand Herald headline, quotes, "Axe falls on last public service channel"?
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Jonathan Coleman.
No. The sub-editor might have done better justice to an otherwise excellent article by using the headline, "Labor promised channel would be self-sustaining, but had no plan for how that would happen."
Supplementary.
The Honourable David Parker.
How can that denial have any credibility, given that the Television New Zealand Chief Executive at Commerce Select Committee this morning conceded the Herald headline was correct?
The Honourable Jonathan Coleman.
Well, Mr. Speaker, just as I'm not responsible for the headline, I'm not responsible for what the Chief Executive says.
Jonathan Coleman also faced this question from Green Party Commerce Committee member Sue Kedgley.
Can he confirm that as a result of the government's decision to make TVNZ a solely commercial broadcaster, that New Zealand will be the only country in the Western world without a public service television channel other than Māori TV?
The Honourable Jonathan Coleman.
Well, the first point to make, Mr. Speaker, is that TVNZ has been predominantly commercially funded for a very long time. The second point that I would make is that you'd struggle to find another OECD country that has suffered the economic shocks we've had in the last year and still has a very firm plan to return to surplus by 2015.
And Ms. Kedgley wasn't done yet.
Can he promise New Zealanders in this House that the government has no plans to sell off TVNZ in this or the next term of government?
The Honourable Jonathan
Coleman.
I can confirm
that there's been absolutely no discussion about selling off TVNZ at any time.
Broadcasting Minister Jonathan Coleman. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.